Question 53. Mark 8:18. Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? There are many different kinds of flaws in character that make people difficult. One of the worst is moodiness. Upon seeing moody people in the morning, instead of asking, "How are you today?" one might be more compelled to ask, "Who are you today?" We find no such flaw in our Heavenly Father. This fact constructs for us an interesting support to faith. We may simply remember His previous works and take comfort knowing that the future will duplicate the past. The disciples presume they were in trouble with Jesus for not making provisions for a journey by taking bread. Jesus scolded them for not being able to pull themselves above the temporal, physical existence and view the spiritual battle that was at hand. He was trying to warn them that they couldn't hear because their heads were cluttered with concern for food, social climbing, and petty mistakes. He chided them and asked, "Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember?" There are actually two separate thoughts going through the mind of Christ here. The first of his questions was to call to their minds the writings of the prophet Isaiah, and he said, "Go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not." He wondered in himself if these men were indeed still closed to understanding. The second question was, "Do you not remember?" It was as if he were saying that even if we lay aside spiritual understanding for a moment, our memory should suffice as a record of his way of doing things and his provision. A large portion of our discouragement, worries, lack of understanding come from having no basis for our memory. One cannot remember what they've never experienced, never heard, or never read. Looking back plays a great role in going forward. God commanded the children of Israel to teach their children Israel's history to form this kind of basis for their memory. Deuteronomy 6:6-12. "And these things which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart," memorized, "and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Beware, lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." The first important task in order to remember as we should is to place in our hearts the wonderful works of God. We cannot remember what we never knew. We cannot gain comfort or direction from what we do not remember. We must learn of Him and find rest for our souls. God has given us a gift of forgetting the unpleasant and remembering the good. This gift can work to our detriment if we forget the unpleasant consequences of disobedience. This is why we need to make ourselves familiar with the stories of God's deliverance and His chastisement. Many foolish and hurtful acts may be avoided if we simply remember. Jesus continually called upon the Scriptures to prove, corroborate, and witness to what He said and did. He quoted the prophets and the law. To the amazement of those around him, they would say, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" Perhaps Jesus read and learned on his own. Maybe he could recall the former glory he had with the Father. No matter, he knew the Scriptures, and from them and their recollection, he gained strength, battled Satan, put to flight the naysayers and doubters, declared the Scriptures as a witness, and fulfilled them all perfectly. He is our fine example. We need to know the scriptures as personally and as clearly as he did. Then we can call to remembrance, at the moment we need them, the wonderful acts, the deep revealing prophecies, and the unchangeable law of God. Many problems and heartaches would be dissolved at the first glimpse of the precious memories collected from the scriptures. Hebrews 10:32, "But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions." Trustworthy sources are essential to gain lasting strength from memory. Even remembrance of your own experiences will change in your mind over time. We need to recognize that our own mental record is untrustworthy in this regard. A journal can minimize the danger of a selective memory. A journal need not be daily or detailed to be useful as a memory aid, but it does need to be accurate. Personal journals are coming back into vogue, but unfortunately, emphasis is placed on recording thoughts instead of facts. Thoughts are fine to enlighten, but facts will inform and remind. Care should be taken also with the so-called experiences offered to us as examples by well-meaning friends or counselors. Remember that their memories are selective as well, and facts, forgotten or altered, would show their circumstances to be an entirely different situation than what they remember. Advice, no matter how well-intentioned, may be harmful. The Spirit of God was commissioned by Christ to call to our remembrance what we need in times of persecution. John 14:26, "But the Comforter will bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Note that he would call to our remembrance. These are things that are experienced and later forgotten. We must experience them first. Once these things are experienced, we need to remind ourselves of them and keep them in front of our eyes so that we won't be caught in doubt and fear. If we doubt because we were uneducated or because we were disadvantaged in our youth, we could offer excuses for our fear. Comfort, however, is to be found in the most convenient place of all, in our own memories. The trouble is that we're not familiar with the stories of the Scriptures as we should be, nor do we live a life rich in blessing in order to create a history of God's provision. If our lives were as focused as they should be, if we were as dedicated as we should be, we'd have a rich history of provision and deliverance from which we could draw comfort and assurance. When these times do exist and you have experiences to draw upon, then you must not fail to do so. God is so good to prove himself and fight our battles. It's a shame when cries are made again and again as if he changes daily, as if you have no confidence in him. When you call on him to do what he has done time and time again, are you not embarrassed when the Lord says, "Do you not remember?"